אוקיי, ערב טוב רבותיי, חודש טוב, שתבח שמו, חודש ניסן, חודש הגאולה. Big stuff. So, tonight is our last, השקפה, ועד session of the זמן. So actually, for the monologue tonight, I want to harp on something that the Rosh Yeshiva said before in his shir, which is that Ben Hazmanim, in general, well, you want to call it Ben Hazmanim, Ben Hasemesters, it's a break. And you go home and you have, you know, you're exposed to things and people are exposed to you in a way that is different than the rest of the Zman. Even if you're going home every night or whatever, but the exposure, you're being home more, you're in the Kehila more, you're in Shul more, you're out on the street more. More than you would during the rest of the year. So it's important, first of all, to realize that when it's time for the Mo'adim, obviously every Mo'ad, every Chag, Regel, has its own Avodah. And the Avodah, obviously, of Chodesh Nisan and Chag HaPesach is Chirut, Shevach Ba'odah, for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and took us out of Beit HaVadim and made us His chosen nation. But it's ironic that Allah, the way we celebrate the Chag HaChirut is by quote unquote slaving so much before, a month before, and preparations and whatever. And sometimes I see it a lot. By and large, for Bachrim, especially Baruch Hashem, those parents and you know things like that. A lot of the things that we get are on a silver spoon. A silver platter, I'm sorry. And you know, we have our needs taken care of, whether it's finances and food. And even, truth is, when you're in the dorm, it's actually good practice for being a little bit more independent and pitching in, because that's something very important you're going to need to know for married life and for when you raise a family. If you don't pitch in, you're toast. If you think that you're just going to take... Yeah, there's, you know, you split responsibilities and stuff like that. But if you think that you're not going to pitch in and you're just going to sit back and what... No, it doesn't work like that. That's not onamaze. Onamaze is that you have to, you know, become part of the matzah. But when you go home now, you have to actually show that, you know, that your parents are waiting for you, your parents and everybody else. Siblings and, you know... immediate family and extended family and Kila, they want to say, okay, haven't seen you for a while, you've been in yeshiva. What's become of you? It's a big zah, especially by Sfaradim. They want to see Tachlis. What? I'm saying, you got plugged in for this man, we plugged you into yeshiva, now you should be recharged. What came out of you? Now, whether or not that's the proper approach or gauge or barometer, that's a different story. But they're expecting a certain thing. You must live up to the expectations. Both lishma and shelo lishma. Shelo lishma because you want to make them feel good about sending you to yeshiva and make a kiddush. And lishma also because you have to hold yourself to a certain standard also. You have to have these expectations of yourself. And Chodesh Nisan is a big time to help. You know, there is no lack of things. The Rishiva said today, I was actually surprised about initiatives that he wants to do next Zman about Gmilut Chasadim Begufo. You know, in Yeshiva, it's very interesting that we're always hyper-focused on Torah and Tefillah, which are two out of the three Amuda Olam. In general, the third Amuda Olam, which is Torah and Tefillah we do, Torah Avodah, and then Gmilut Chasadim. When you're in Yeshiva, school, whatever it is, so obviously there's little things here and there, but like, major investments in chesed aren't usually harped on. So I thought it was refreshing today when the Rosh Yeshiva brought that up, that he wants to make this initiative that you actually... So even before the initiative, the first initiative of Gmilut Chasadim Begufo is when you go home. Everybody needs help. Shopping, cleaning, cooking, koshering, you know, babysitting, whatever it is that needs to be done. And you need to... The Chazon Ish used to say, he writes in Nigirit, 30 days before. says 30 days before Ben Azmanim, you have to start learning again. You have to be Shoel V'Doresh Milchot Kibud Avayim. Even for those who do go home, you know, Shabbatot, and even every night, whatever. But now you're going to be home, like, a lot. So things come up, and words are exchanged, and who knows what. Kibud Avayim is a... Kibud Avayim, L'man Yarichun Yamecha. This is big stuff. So you're going home, it's so important. I say this all the time. Leila Seder is a night to impart emunah bitachon to all of the dorot, especially to the children, whatever. In general, in prior generations, it was a time that parents and grandparents were able to give over their masoret to their children and grandchildren. In our generation, Baruch Hashem, it's that too, but also it's our opportunity to give back the masoret back to our parents and grandparents too. It's a gamto, it's a zchut. But it's a time to shine. By the time you get to Leila Seder, you know, a lot of times people are tired and not in the mood and want to speed. I'm a fast guy. You know that. I do everything fast. Fast doesn't mean that's... I'm just fast and efficient, I move. But by Leila Seder, everything stops. Take it easy, say Divrei Torah, let the kids, you know, savor the mitzvot. You know how many mitzvot you have in Leila Seder? Matzah, Maror, and Afikoman, and Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Oh, kama mitzvot, Halel Vodak, mitzvot. Just the Zohar HaKadosh writes in Parashat Bo, that when Am Yisrael are sitting at Leila Seder, Sha'arei Shamayim are patuach, and the malachim gather with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to the Shirot V'Tishbachot, and any tefillah that you say in Leila Seder is accepted. Kadosh Baruch Hu is so impressed. Oof. Sha'arei Shamayim Ptuchim. You can ask for whatever you want. That's why at the end of the Seder, Minhag HaSfaradim V'Adot HaMizrach, what do we say at the end? Shir HaShirim. All the way at the end of the Agadah, Shir HaShirim HaShir Shlomo. Why? Because at that point, the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, which is embodied, symbolized by Shir HaShirim, is just like overflowing. Hashem says, okay, ask whatever you want. Like a newly married couple. Mamash, like, can't control themselves. Give it some time. Tell, you know, say Divrei Torah, say, you know, show them what you got. Show them that, you know, I hear from parents a lot. They're, I'm not saying yours, but there are parents, they're on the fence. Did I make the right decision by sending them here? Did I make the right decision by sending them to yeshiva? Maybe I should have sent them to Harvard. Yeah, Harvard's not a big deal anymore. But I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe this, maybe that. You got to give them that reinforcement, that confidence. You made the right decision. There's nothing in the world like a Ben Torah. In kaze davar ba'onam. Do the chesed, Divrei Torah. You know, a lot of times in shul, between mincha, I'm telling you, it's going to happen to each one of you probably multiple times. Shacharit, mincha arvit, say Divrei Torah. Say no. Tarof k'tzat, but when push comes, get up there, tagid Divrei Torah. What are you, Shiva Bachar? You don't know Divrei Torah? You know what I'm saying? No, I'm holding in Teisvis, I'm holding in Kiddushin, I'm holding... You're Ben Torah. You got to keep a Dvar Torah, even simple, nice, short, sweet Dvar Torah in your back pocket at all times. Am HaAretz is going to ask you for Dvar Torah, and you're not going to give one. What are they going to think of you? That's the yeshiva boy, that's Chidun Hashem. Always keep something in your back pocket, especially Pesach, Mo'adim. Take any, open up Haggadah Shel Pesach with any Perush and load up. Take a Chazon Avadiyah, Haggadah Shel Pesach. Take a Ben Ish Chai, Haggadah Shel Pesach. Matok. Even simple things, stories, things that people enjoy. Give them Chizuk for the whole year. That's my monologue for tonight. Yeah, go ahead.
On the topic of going home.
Yeah.
How does someone deal with a situation where in their Seder most people aren't interested and the only thing they want is to go for it to go fast
and to eat?
How do you deal with that situation?
It's a good question. It happens. I've experienced it. Inevitably, again, when it's your family, meaning you and your wife and children, whatever, you get to control it a little bit better. But when you're not a guest, but when you're a spectator, you know what I'm saying, you're just a participant, you're not actively running it, so it's hard to control that. But the idea is that's when it's important. What I would say, it sounds like you can be in a position of a little bit control. Every part of the seder, they say, okay, this is what we're doing now. And it's a very short, prepare before. Kiddush. We're about to be Mekadesh, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, through the Kiddush of Yom Tov. Mekadesh, Yisrael, Vazmanim. Every have Kavanah. Urchatz. Why do we do this? What is it? Little, tiny, bite-sized bullet points and snippets by everything. And then it catches people's attention, even if they want to talk and go, whatever. But at least they got something. By Magid. Maran Zechon Brucha also, he didn't like too many Dvar Torahs during Magid. A little bit here, there, whatever. But just to focus on Tzipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. So you don't want to lose people. Matzah. Tell them that the Zohar HaKadosh calls the Matzah. The Zohar calls it Nahamad HaAsvata. It's Lechem Shel Refu'ah. Person who eats Matzah, it's Refu'ah for Hamach Evarav Shesagidav. Person is Mechaven, Meshem Mitzvah, when he eats the Matzah, it's Menapeh Et Kol Haguf. You gotta play the Sephardi card. You gotta know what they like and give them little pieces. So that even if it's going fast, there's something. Okay? A big thing that I find, I tell my kids, I try to do the same thing. Erev Pesach, you know, in the morning everything's rushed, busy, you know, everything's crazy busy. And then once you do Be'ol Chametz V'zeh, everything kind of calms down. There's not much to do. You go be Tovel B'Mikveh, and then you're basically done by Chatzot. You read Seder Korban Pesach, you read the Yigirich and Rabbeinu Shimshon Mostropoli, then it's, you know, 1 o'clock. Make sure to eat a good lunch. Take a nap so that you don't get to the... When people get to the Seder exhausted and starving, what do you think is going to happen? Try to encourage people. Mom, can we serve lunch today? Just that people are... You know, by the time you get home from school, people are hungry. Try to encourage people to take a nap. It makes a world of a difference. It really does. Some people can, I get it. But if you can, Levar Atzum. Yeah, anybody else?
Rav mentioned making that your tefillah could be answered on Seder night. Yeah. What about the issue of asking for bakashot on Yom Tov or Shabbat?
There's a few ways around that. Number one, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Resh Pebet that spiritual bakashot are mutar b'Shabbat v'Yom Tov. That's number one. Number two, even if it's a physical bakasha, you don't necessarily have to utter it. You can think the tefillah also, and that aliba de kula alma is mutar, even if it's for yourself. The issue is verbalizing the tefillah, because that might lead you to cry. But if you're not going to verbalize it, it's okay. Even to think, I was thinking one time when's the best time to do it. I think mamash during Magid, during Haggadah Shel Pesach, because that's when the Zohar says the Sha'ar Shamayim are open. Yeah. We should be tzorek, nechon? It's also segula lekabalat ha'tfilah. Also, but... Oh, you have to impress upon the people, you are surrounded, there's a gold mine of mitzvot tonight. This is like Olam Haba, like fill up. You know what I'm saying? And look at the Shtabach Shemo, you're with family, you're enjoying, v'zeh. Hopefully, don't forget, the Zohar HaKadosh also says it's very important to have aniyim at the Seder. If you can. If you can, at least to donate tzedakah. Kimcha de pischa. Ma'ot chitim before the Seder. Because if Bar Minan, the Zohar HaKadosh says that if a person doesn't take care of aniyim by the Yamim Tovim, especially Pesach and Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu curses him. That's so you have to make sure to do that. A lot of people, we say in the Agada, kol dichvin yetev yechul. Most people are with their families, friends, whatever. And poor people, miskinim. You got to make sure to take care of them. Every person, whatever they can. Richer people have to give more. Bahurim, whatever they can. Every person, minhag Yisrael, chova. Mamash chova to give kimcha de pischa to take care of an ani. You could use ma'aser. No? You could use ma'aser. It's a regular tzedakah. Chayavim, chodesh nisan. You know what kind... I have to tell you, you know what kind of crazy expensive chag Pesach is? Especially for aniyim, forget it. Skinny. Yeah. Okay, next, go ahead.
Where's the main part of the Magi, like where the Sipur starts from? Like besides all the Alam HaChamaniyah and all that, like where's like the real, like Yitzhak Mitzrayim start?
Really started from Avadim Ayinu. It starts from Avadim Ayinu, and then it goes backwards. Mitechila, Ovdei Avodah Zarah Ayu Avotenu. Terech Avi Avram, that's to be Mekayim, what Chazan said, that Matchilim B'Gnai, Misayimim B'Shevach. We have to start, you know, Avram Avinu was son of Terech, Shaya Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So you start Why? It teaches a person anava. Ooh, now our big nation was it. We're telling her, relax. You know where he came from? Relax. Humble roots. Don't lose yourself. You know, sometimes people that get rich, whatever, they forget their community, they forget. Lotto, always remember where you came from. Keeps you anav. So that avadim ayinu.
Like when they say, like, focus on sipui hashem atamen, like, don't get carried away with, like, the other stuff.
No, no, that means, like, external divrei Torah. Now, those are great. If you're sitting among Talmidei Chachamim and they enjoy, go ahead. But you have to make a cheshbon. You don't want to lose people. So stick to, even if you just read the text of the Haggadah, you're Yotzei Dechava. V'chol amarbe arez mushubach. But just the text of the Haggadah, it's important also to translate, if you can. Or some people, even if they want to read in English, because they don't understand the Hebrew Gamtov. It's important. Different families do different things for the Haggadah. Some, the Baal HaBayit reads and everybody listens, the whole thing. Some split it up. Go around the table, this one reads one piece. Zemin Hagtov. Maran Zichron Lecha used to do that. Even women and girls, they're not singing. So you go around. I read one piece, you read another piece, and we keep everybody in check. Even the people who aren't interested, you make them read something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got it, huh?
Would you be yotze with the women's reading?
If they have kavanah. You are yotze, sipur tziyat mitzrayim shomer kavanah, but only if they have women reading or whoever else is reading is probably not having kavanah. Yes. So you should read along quietly as the person. It's a good minhag to do that. You keep everybody in check. Maud.
Does Rav recommend using endives over lettuce?
I would say if you're not an expert in checking, yes. But lettuce is number one on the list in the Mishnah, the Flametet and Psachim. Olshim comes after. Tzchasa and then Olshim. Olshim is the endives. So today either, you know, you can do the stalks, learn how to check, or by pre-checked, thereby avoiding all of that, and then you go with Elchatchila. Are you yotze with endives? Me'achuz. But is there an order of precedence, meaning priority with chasa? Yes. Just like by matzah, there's an order of precedence. Chita, wheat matzah, is better than spelt. At least for Lila Seder, but yeah, that's it. Good.
Is eating matzah both nights midoraisa?
No. First night is midoraita, second night is midrabanan. Second night, any Yom Tov Sheni is always midrabanan.
The matzah is midoraita or the avikuma is midoraita or both?
No. On the first night, even afikoman is only midrabanan. Zecher l'korban pesach. But achilat matzah, motzi matzah, is a deoraita on the first night. Second night, akol midrabanan. Everything. Haraya, if it was deoraita, they'd have to do in Eretz Yisrael as well. Anything about Yom Tov Sheni, even doing melacha b'Yom Tov Sheni, is a midrabanan. Because the whole mitziut of Yom Tov Sheni is one big midrabanan. Doesn't mean a person can be mekel chalila. But you have to know. Yeah, go ahead.
What's your favorite part of the Seder?
My favorite part? I'm going to tell you, but you're not going to understand. Until a few years from now. I'm going to tell you, but you're not going to. It's not necessarily an official part of the Seder, you know, Kadesh, Urchatz, whatever. It's watching my children engaged. What, you know what I'm engaged meaning involved and enjoying themselves and being happy. That's my favorite part.
What's like the most important part of
that? Again, I'm going to tell you, but you're not going to understand now. You're going to understand in a few years. Is that the shame? Making sure that your children appreciate the Seder as much as you do. And understanding to give, write it down. I'm telling you, because you're going to remember it. The children, the point of the night is to give the children the emunah bitachon bebora onam, that he took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore mushu'abad to him. You got to use the night to impart that. That's the most important thing. Strengthen yourself with emunah bitachon. It's a night that you can absorb your emunah bitachon. Overdose on it so you can have it for the rest of the year when sometimes you question and sometimes you're a little bit weaker. Draw from the emunah bitachon you get from the Leil HaSeder. You're surrounded mamash by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting right there with you. There cannot be any stronger form of emunah bitachon than HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out of Mitzrayim and the Nisim that we celebrate. So take that, keep a reservoir for the rest of the year so when you are struggling with Inyanei Emunah, you take it from there. And all of the mitzvot of the Seder surround there. Matzah, Maror, Putziat Mitzrayim, Arba Kosot. That's all. That's that. That's what it is. Tov, Rabotai. Yalla, Laila Tov.